Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. And we've got our good friend, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. And I wanted to reach out to him. I wanted to get him on because, my friends, the issue of the city charter is still very, very much alive. There will be obviously going to be a vote on it, on various parts of it. We also have had some new revelations in two recent articles, one saying that San Antonio is one of the poorest run cities, managed cities in the nation, another one calling it one of the dirtiest cities in the nation. So, Mr. Perry, thank you for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Oh, absolutely, George.
Tell us what you think about all of this.
Well, let me start with these charter amendments. If everybody remembers, the mayor said, we need to update our charter. And so he started this process. It's been a long process where he handpicked the people that he wanted to have on this committee to basically agree with him on here's what we need to update our city charter with. And it's council pay and term limits, doing away with the term limits and upping the pay of the city manager, adding districts to San Antonio, ethics reforms, and to modernize the language in our city charter. And let me tell you, I've looked at each one of them, and I can tell you how I'm voting on each one of them. I'm going to say no to all of them. And I hope everybody else does too in this city. You know, it's almost laughable how they run this process and where we're at today. Of course, the committee has sent all these things through, and they've agreed to all of these changes. And it's going to go to city council next. And I think it's sometime in August when they're actually going to come up with a vote on this, because they have to do it in enough time to put it in the on the November ballot. So this will be on the November ballot, and I'm sure the full city council is going to vote to send this on through to the election in November. But let me go through what this entails. Start with the lightning rod, and that's city pay and term limits. They're wanting to basically double city council pay and the mayor's pay. And I'm looking at this as, why do they need to double their pay? What have they done to earn it? I'm a return on investment type of guy. What are we getting on that investment? Are we getting returns on that? You know, when they started this council pay, is my first year on city council, where it was a salary of about $46,000. And I said, that's great. I said, heck yeah, I'll work for that for the city. Prior to that, it was $20 a meeting. Let me tell you, I was willing to work for this city for $20 a meeting. But they passed it in the previous council, and so that's what we got paid. And it was supposed to be where it would encourage more qualified people to run, and that they wouldn't have to have another job, and they could live on that salary. I guess the question is, have we gotten more quality people on council? And I could argue that point with you if say that we have. But anyway, that was the thought process behind it. Well, lo and behold, $46,000 isn't enough. Now they want to up it to double, $80,000 and $95,000 to the mayor. It just doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. It doesn't pass a smell test or anything. Again, what are we getting for that? What's the return on that investment? The way it was set up, it was based on the median income for San Antonio. That's how they came up with the $46,000. And I say, let's tie it to the median income. Let's keep it there. Whatever the median income is, that's what we should be paying the council and the mayor. And if they're doing their job, guess what? The median income should go up here for this city. It should go up. But if it goes down, hey, guess what? your salary is going to go down too. That to me would be, that would be an equalizer for what city council gets paid. Because let me tell you, everybody has jobs when they come on city council, and if they don't, if they're not fully employed, yeah, that's great. They get the median income. But I guarantee you, nobody that gets elected on city council is going to quit their jobs. They're going to keep their jobs, plus continue to earn that money on city council. So, to me, this is a non-starter about doubling the salaries for council. And on top of that, they want to increase the term limits. Instead of 2-year terms, they're saying, no, let's double it to 4-year terms. Now, on the surface, that might sound really good, but think about that. Instead of 2 years, if they're doing a bad job, you're going to have to keep them for 4 whole years before you can vote them out of office. And just on my time during council, we had 2 council folks that were voted out in 2 years. So you're basically taking that option away by making it 4-year terms. So they're wanting to go, instead of 4 2-year terms, 2 4-year terms, for both totaling 8 years. But think about that. If they're doing a bad job, you can't get rid of them. You're stuck with them for 4 whole years. So I'm saying, let's keep it at 2 years. Let's make them get out into the community and do their due diligence. Get out, meet people, campaign, go door to door and see what people are wanting and what they want you to do on city council and your districts. So I'm now totally against extending those term limits to 4 years. Keep it at 2 years. Make them get out there in the community, and if they're doing a bad job, you can vote them out within 2 years. So that to me is the lightning rod on this charter change. There's some other ones here that I told you vote against all of them. The next one is the city manager. They're wanting to take away the term limits. Right now they're limited to 8 years. If you remember, the last city manager was in office for 13 years. To me, that's too long, because they become entrenched. It's very difficult to get rid of a city manager if they're not doing up to your expectations, and it gives them the opportunity to actually be developing policy and getting city council to buy off on it, which that is not their jobs. The city council is supposed to develop the policy, and then the city manager is there to execute that policy. Well, over time, as they become entrenched, that kind of gets reversed, and that's the danger of taking term limits off of the city manager. Plus, the pay is tied to, I think it's 10 times the amount of what the lowest employee of the city gets. And I'm not sure what the total is now. I think the pay is around $400,000 a year currently. And I think that's a fair salary. They're saying, well, if we can't compete on bringing in quality city managers. False. That is a false statement. When I was on council is when the previous manager had left, and we hired our new city manager, Eric Walsh. Well, there were some very, very qualified people interviewing for that job, and they knew what the going in rules were. There were term limits, and the salary was capped. So don't tell me that we wouldn't get quality applicants for the city manager job. 7th largest city in the U.S. They do a good job in 8 years, and they can go somewhere else and do something else, or stay in San Antonio at some other job. So no on getting rid of term limits, and certainly no on the salary increase. That's two of them. Another one, you're going to see where this committee said, we need to have it where we can add districts to the city. What the going in plan is, let's add 2 districts to San Antonio. Wow. Might sound good, but why? I mean, the current council has about 145,000 residents in their district. And it might sound like a lot, but What do the state legislators have? What is it the county commissioners have? Way bigger numbers. And I think that's a good number. San Antonio is continuing to grow. But again, the council members need to be out in their communities and seeing what the people want, and not just coming up with their own policies and things in their office, which again ties back to the election cycle. But we certainly don't need two more districts that, think about it, folks, incurs a bigger bill. You got all the staff members that you have to hire. You got the salaries of the council folks. Plus, each council member gets about $1 million a year for their own projects, mostly infrastructure projects, but projects across their district that they could use as they see fit. So you're adding to that bill that money's got to come from somewhere to create two more districts here in San Antonio. So I said, no, we don't need to do that. They're fine. They just need to get out in their communities more. So that's the next area. The one other area that's going to be important, they're wanting to strengthen the ethics, have a completely separate ethics committee. They're trying to strengthen that to take away the ability for the community to elect their people and reelect them if they see fit. They're trying to strengthen the ethics committee so that, I don't know the details of it, but maybe even get rid of councilmen if they see fit. So I think that's dangerous. I think that's taking away the will of the voter here in San Antonio. We certainly don't need to put it in the hands of a committee to do what they think is right for their districts that they have. They don't get voted in by anybody. They get appointed, and I think that's a dangerous road to go down. So no on the ethics. Then the last area is modernizing the language in the city charter. Let me tell you, I've read that city charter page by page, and I think it's very clear. But apparently there's some people that thinks that there's not so clear areas and in the pronunciation and things like that. Hey, this city has been surviving on the city charter for many years, and we don't need to touch it, because my fear is, you know, when you get in there and tinker with words in a city charter, it's all in people's interpretation. Well, what does that really mean? Can we bend it a little bit so it means this or that type of thing? Again, another very dangerous opportunity to change what was initially intended in the city charter. And I say, no, we don't need to do that. Nobody has had any problems with the city charter. We haven't had any confusion. Let's leave it alone. So those are the areas that we're looking at in this next election in November, and this is going to be at the very end of the ballot. I really encourage everybody to go to the very end of the ballot, vote no on all this stuff, and be done with it. And because this will be the mayor's parting shot to the city. In looking at it, George, you mentioned it, there's actually three articles that doesn't put San Antonio in a very good light. You mentioned we're the seventh city in the United States out of 150 that made the trashiest city in the U.S. Wow, what a distinction. And, it's living conditions, infrastructure, consumer satisfaction. Think about that. We're the seventh trashiest city in the U.S. And then the next one is, you mentioned it again, the 94th worst run city out of 148 in the nation. And we're the third worst in Texas. How can we do this? How can we be satisfied with that? Worst run city. My goodness gracious. We should be up at the top with the resources that we have and the capabilities we have in San Antonio. We should be up at the top and not be down at the bottom of the worst run cities.
It sounds like city council would need maybe if we gave them a boost in pay, they would be more willing to do a better job.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, the third category, we are the fifth worst city in Texas to live in. And we're actually worse than Houston. But think about that. Here we are, a beautiful city that we can be, and we're down at the bottom in all these categories. I think it's a shame. I guess I got to go back to a campaign slogan of someone. I'm not going to say who it was, but he said, "It's the city you deserve." And what, I mean, that's like a slap in the face to be rated this kind of way in all three of these categories. It's not right, and we need to make some tremendous changes in this city to claw our way back instead of going further and further down these lists every year. I can't stress it enough that, number one, vote no on all these charter amendments, but look for those candidates this next May. Remember, we got a November election, but what's right on the heel of that? City council and mayor elections in May. Look for those candidates that talk about your money, where that money is going, and how we can elevate your lot in life, and how we can elevate the living standards here in San Antonio and make it a better place for everybody. So that's the way I look at it on the city charter amendments, and I hope that you may not agree with me, which is fine. Take a look at them, study them, see what you think about them. But I just gave you my thoughts about it, and I'm going to be voting no on every one of these line items.
I think that's great advice. I really do. First of all, folks, we've got to understand that that Clayton has looked at it, has seen the beast in the belly, from the belly side. I mean, he's been there. Secondly, folks, we've got to look at the facts that he just pointed out. You know, we're mismanaged. We've got problems, and we didn't get into the issue of the crime. That's something else that we need to talk about. But Clayton, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us. We got to continue as we go along. We've got to continue getting you on and chatting about this, because so many of us need to be educated about this this charter and what it really means. Because I'll admit that sometimes they make it sound so nice and so important.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see how they word these things, because I'm telling you, I've seen these city charter amendments before, and by the time they're through writing these things up, you don't know if you should vote yes or no on these things.
You got it, buddy.
So it'll be interesting to see what the verbiage actually says when they're getting ready to place it on the ballot.
You got
and, it. It'll be interesting to see which council members will actually get to comment on that language before it goes to the ballot. That's something that I ask for every time that came up, and guess what? Never got an opportunity to review it and make comments on it to make sure it sounded like, you know, somebody talking to you and you could understand it. So anyway,
you got it, buddy. Once again, my friends, we've been talking with our good friend, former city councilman Clayton Perry. Clayton, thank you very much for taking time as usual to educate us and to give us an opening eye of what's going on around us at City Hall.
Absolutely, George. It's always my pleasure, and I enjoy it.
You got it. We got to get you back on again soon. Thank you very, very much. Folks, once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.